for television. I simply love it, Mindy, and so will Channel 19. That look just screams anchor person.
I don't know, Glenda Faye. Don't you think it's kind of a little too daring? It's kind of flashy.
Now, you know as well as I do that every TV news team has one blonde. Barbara Walters, Rona Barrett, Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, but I couldn't go to an interview looking like this. My hair feels naked.
Well, maybe that's why blondes have more fun.
Well, I've been brunette all my life, and I've had fun.
Have you ever water skied the Amazon?
No.
Have you ever danced with a Sherpa guide on the slopes of the Himalayas? Gone ice sailing with an Eskimo prince?
I can't say that I have.
Of course not. Brunettes aren't invited to those things. And they aren't invited to be anchor persons either.
Thanks for the ride, Mrs. Rebozo. Say hi to BB, too. Oh, no, Min, attack of the bleach people. What have they done to you? They turned you into Sandra D. They've sunk on your scalp. Oh, no. Well, hell, they turned you into Swedish. You don't need any curve. You never see your pretty
girl. It's a wig.
Oh, I knew that, Min. May I see it for just a minute?
Sure.
Cold immobilizes the men.
Glenda Faye was just trying to talk me into bleaching my hair for a job interview I have at Channel 19.
Trust me, it'll work. Well, I must be off to my Tai Chi class.
Ooh. That'll be very effective against a mugger on tranquilizers.
Well, sayonara. I learned that on Shogun.
So, how was your day at the zoo?
Oh, it was wonderful. More than that, I mean, it was tutiful.
Yeah?
I observed all these wonderful, weird animals. I saw two ants. I saw a black widow going, "Baby, you ain't coming back here." Like a praying mantis. They don't really pray. They just kind of chant. And then there was, oh, and I saw a butterfly and a bird and a dog.
Those are the only animals you saw?
Well, Min, only the weird ones stick in my mind. Oh, and I also made a friend at the zoo. His name was Doc.
Oh, great. Does he live around here?
No, he lives at the zoo. He's a chimpanzee, Min. He lives there with his mother. Oh, it was wonderful. We had this incredible conversation about how Darwin was wrong.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time at the zoo.
Oh, good. Min, I can't wait to go back. I mean, do you have any 50-pound bags of peanuts lying around?
No, I think we're all out.
Oh, pity. Since Carter lost, I thought we would.
Well, Mork.
You're gonna be all right here, Doc, till we find out who kidnapped your mom.
Okay, that's all right. Oh, you're not even safe in a zoo anymore. That's incredible. I mean, they should put bars upon bars. There you go. Boy, you are tired, aren't you? We'll find a place for you. Have a little monk nap. See, can't put you over there. Yeah, you can't hang around there. What am I talking about? Min would be real mad if I didn't give you the best room in the house. Come on. You can sleep in Min's bed. Don't be afraid. She's got a big life-size doll, Jackson Brown, in there. Don't worry.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Min.
Well, I took Glenda Faye's advice and got the hair dye. If the moment of truth has come, do I become a blonde or do I chicken out? Mork, I want you to tell me the truth. If I do this to my hair, do you think I'll lose my, you know, my girl next door quality?
Well, I don't know, Min. You have to ask the guy next door, the one with the binoculars who drools a lot.
Well, what's the big deal anyway? So I become a blonde. It'll all be worth it if I get that job interview, I hope.
Min, what else at the zoo today? Something kind of special happened.
Oh, listen, can you save it and tell me later? Because if I don't do this right now, I'm going to chicken out.
Oh, it'll keep.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, 1 minute. Maybe less.
There's a monkey in my bed.
It's not actually a monkey, Min. It's a chimp. That's a common misconception. You see, there are two groups, the simian groups and...
Would I seem forward if I asked for an explanation?
No, just inquisitive. You see, that's my friend Doc, the one I told you about at the zoo. I sprung him.
Mork, you took a chip from the zoo last year.
Well, that was different, man. He was an exchange student.
Mork, you've got to get him back.
Minna, you don't understand. You really don't understand. You're being so harsh and cruel. I mean, his mother was kidnapped from the zoo, and I'm afraid the same men will come back and kidnap him.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You kidnapped a chimp because you were afraid that chimp was going to be kidnapped by the same people that kidnapped the chimp's mother?
And they say earthlings are slow.
How do you get involved in these things?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to be a caring, loving person like you taught me.
Oh, Mork, it's still not right to steal a chimp.
Oh, min. Now, may I pose a hypothetical question to you? You're out strolling, and lo and behold, you come upon Bambi in the middle of a burning forest. Now, here's the question. What do you do? You either lead Bambi to safety across the river, or do you baste him in barbecue sauce and have Bambi in a bucket? Time's up, Min.
Oh, all right. The zoo's probably closed anyway, but you've got to take him back tomorrow.
Oh, Minnie. I bet in the dictionary it says merciful. See, Mindy. Oh, Min. You won't even know he's here except for maybe a few more hairs in the sink. But, hey, don't worry about that. Oh, Min. I'll take him back tomorrow. I promise. I really do promise. And, hey, just think how lucky you are. You get to sleep with him. Well, Min, come on. He's scared and lonely. It's his first night away. He's terrified.
Right, Mork. I'll tell you what. You sleep with the monkey, and I'll sleep right here on the couch. But first, I got to dye my hair because I got that job interview at 9 o'clock. He's got on my best nightgown.
I know, Min. He had a hard time deciding. He tried on everything in your drawer. Min. Min.
Oh, are we there yet? Oh.
Min, I'm really sorry to startle you like this, but... I mean, Doc's hungry. He'd like some more milk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. I'll go unplug the refrigerator.
Why don't you get him some water?
Oh, Min, even asleep, you're hotter than a pistol.
Thanks. Water.
Doc had the hiccups. I had to scare him.
Well, I might as well get up. It's only 4 hours until my job interview. At least I'll be able to paint the circles out from under my eyes.
Well, I'm very sorry about all this, Min, but if you take such good care of me, I thought you could help me take good care of him.
I know, Mark. You always mean well.
Well, I'd do the same for anybody whose mother was kidnapped from the zoo, Min. Well, I'm going to go to bed now. And try and keep it quiet out here, will you? No more abba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
Well, since I'm up, I might as well see how my hair turned out. No! No! Oh, no!
Scared his hiccups, man. Thanks.
Oh, look at my hair. It's terrible. It's supposed to be blonde, but it's green.
Oh, well, you're right, man. Instead of being short and sassy, it's kind of short and grassy.
Get any sleep. My hair is green. There's a monkey in my bed. Oh, I wish that darn chimp had never come here.
Oh, you don't mean that, Min.
Oh, I don't know what I mean. It just seems like ever since that dumb monkey got here, everything's been going wrong. Oh, green hair. Oh.
Min, come on now. I think you look terrific. I mean, you can always be like an Irish debutante.
No.
Well, you can be like a plunk prom queen. You can be Miss Algie. Min, come on now. Wait, you can be like a good time girl for a leprechaun.
Oh,
Well, I guess I wasn't meant to be a blonde. Mm-hmm. I'll just have to buy some more dye in the morning and change it back to my natural color.
What, gopher brown?
No, it's closer to woodchuck, I think. Anyway, I'm going to go in and see if I can rinse any more of this stuff out. Morky's gone.
No, man, gone.
Doc!
Get in there, shorty, and no funny business. Oh, that's it, all. You found him. Mark, thank goodness you're all right. You too, Mark. I just caught this burglar running from your house wearing your clothes. I had visions of you tied to a chair, wearing nothing but rope. Not a pretty picture.
He's not a burglar, though.
Oh, really? Then how do you explain this? My hunch is they are family peanuts. And he swiped them. Lucky for you, I'm your neighborhood vigilante. Bowler can sleep peacefully knowing Brutus and I are on patrol.
Brutus?
My Doberman.
Oh, that...
I wouldn't touch him there.
Well, I'm sure you two have a lot to talk about. I'm going to take Doc into the bedroom.
By the way, do you know your hair is green?
Yes, I do.
Did you lose a bet?
No.
I see. In that case... Mark, you're a fool. Don't you see what's going on right under your nose?
Well, am I growing a mustache?
You'll have to grow a lot more than that if you're going to compete with him. Did you see the way she looked at him? Mark, they're in this together. They're going to rob you blind and run off to Rio.
You don't understand, really.
Has she ever carried you like that? Think about it. Brutus! Heel! Heel, Brutus! Heel! Good dog! Good dog! Give me your paw! Give me your paw! No, no, the front one!
Exidor, I don't think you really understand. You see, he's not an ex-con. He's not going to run off with Mindy. He's a friend of mine.
Clever disguise. You can't even see the zipper.
Wait a minute. You see, his mother was kidnapped, and I'm hiding him here till we find out where she is.
Have you checked the pawn shops? Brutus! Down! Heel! Good dog.
No, you see, he came from the zoo. And I can't go there because he might recognize me, but... Wait a minute. You can go because you'd be inconspicuous.
That's true. Just another face in the crowd.
Doc, come on.
Time for a little nap, man. There we go.
You want to come up?
Here we go.
There you go.
Don't you worry. I'll tell you that story again.
All right. What's the news about his mother? Well, sit down. I can take it.
My first thought was white slavery. Then I figured, no, why sign up for that if I have to go look for a chimp? Then I ran into a keeper. And he told me they'd rushed his mother to the zoo hospital.
Oh, so she wasn't kidnapped. She was in the hospital. What was she in there for?
Well, I couldn't find out, except that it's serious.
Oh, no. Well, if it's serious, we've got to get there right away. We've got to take him to...
Hold it, Mark. There's a posse out looking for your fuzzy friend. It seems some fool kidnapped him. Shh. Coast is clear. You know, Mark, it's not easy sneaking a hot chimp back into a zoo. This is only the third time I've done it.
I think the disguise worked because every time I call him Don Vito, no one bothered to question him.
You know, hospitals give me the heebie-jeebies. That's why I quit the doctor biz. Let's see if anybody's home.
I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. We're in the middle of some complicated surgery.
Who was that masked man? An animal doctor who shaved off his fur.
Exidor, I better talk to Doc alone. Doc, now you and I have to have Amanda Simeon talk for just a second.
Yeah.
Gracie, I don't know what's wrong with your mother in there, but if she doesn't get better, she's going to go to a very special place. It's called Animal Heaven. Everything's wonderful up there, where bananas grow on clouds, and you can swing from anything you want. And Flicker's up there, and Trigger, and all three lassies. And you don't have to worry about anything, though. Yeah, I know you're worried, but you see, you always had part of her to hold on to, and that's her love for you.
You were waiting for him? Doc! The whole zoo's been looking for him. Where's he been?
Well, he was in Boulder overnight. Well, we brought him right back.
Well, his mom's had a tough time, but she's all right now. Come on, Doc.
Hey, goodbye, little fella. Thanks very much, and take care.
Oh, I got a surprise for you.
I'm going to take you back to your mama. Come on. Oh, I'm going to miss that little guy.
I'd like you to meet Doc's new baby brother.
Baby brother? Whoa. So that's why his mom was in the hospital. Oh, look at that. Look at that. He's got his brother's knuckles. And he's got Charles Bronson's chin.
Thanks for getting Doc back to us. Now the whole family can be together.
Oh, no sweat. Hey, take care, little... Oh, whoa. It's a boy! It's a boy!
Have a cigar. Don't mind if I do.
Oh. It's a baby boy. Yeah. It's a...
Oh, no, I didn't mean to wake you up. I'm sorry. Don't...
No, Glendaface. Somebody else got it. Thanks for your help, but I decided next time I go on a job interview, it's going to be with my own hair. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll talk to you real soon. Okay, bye.
Oh, shucks, but I lost.
What are you doing?
Playing strip solitaire, and I'm losing fast.
Oh, so anyway, finish your story. You didn't get in trouble or anything when you brought Doc back?
No, I just told him I found him. The only problem is I didn't tell him where.
Well, I guess everything turned out for the best. I got my hair back, and Doc's back with his family.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too, but you know something, Min? I really miss that little guy. Mm. You know, you know, Min, I've been thinking, maybe we could...
Don't do this to me, Mark.
And you're right, huh? Oh, I'll never ever spring another animal from the zoo again, I promise. I mean, this Hawkins has learned his lesson.
He must have answered the ad, Min.
Well, let me show you upstairs. This is where you're going for your room.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, old Victor Hugo.
That's not my name.
Or I'll cut the fat and get to the meat. This week, sir, my report is on the status of animals on Earth.
I assume they're the respected elite.
Oh, no, sir. That's only on Ork, according to the decree by Prime Minister Fluffy. Some animals have it very good. They're called pets.
Just like Beebs here, right, Beebs? Yeah, you know what that is.
Oh, they have it great. They have room and board, their dish with a name on it, and all the newspapers they can read.
Do all animals on Earth live this way?
No, sir. Some live in places called zoos where they're protected.
Do any animals roam free in their natural environment?
Yes, sir. But they're called game. Sir, I wonder how much fun the game would be, though, if the animals were the ones with the rifles.
Tell me, Mort.
Sir.
Do you think animals will ever reach the status they have on Ork?
Well, sir, I have faith, but it'll take some time. I know that there's some humans who love and understand animals and realize that all living things have feelings, even though they don't have the words to express them. And on that happy note, sir, I say good night. In the words of my friend Doc the Chimp.
which means nanu nanu, sir, until next week.
Thank you.